Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
Welcome to this bodybuilding and training talk radio show. I am Skip LaCour. Where are you right now with your bodybuilding and training efforts? And what's the next level for you as you strive to create that body that you really want, not one that you settle for, the one you really want? If you have any questions, I'm here to help you. I'm to be your big brother, your coach, your training partner, your mentor, whatever it takes, using my experience, my knowledge, my years in the trenches to give you certain insights. You can call in. The phone number is 347-326-9145. Again, that number is 347-326-9145. You can also log on to skiplacourradio.com and chat live with other guests and participate in the show that way. Your comments, your questions, your suggestions, I can read them while the show is in progress. But I want you to call in live. Take this time. Get some personal coaching. Your challenge, your situation. Let me deal with that one-on-one with you by calling that number of 347-326-9145. From my experience, I found out that sometimes all it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new way of looking at the same old situation that you've been challenged with that makes all the difference in the world. It's just like a lightning bolt goes off. All that hard work, all that patience and persistence that you've been putting in, it's just that one new distinction, that one new slap on the head, the whack on the side of the head that makes all the difference in the world. And I'm certain I can do that for you. When you listen to the show today, and also as you get in the habit of listening to the show every week, that's going to come to you. Oftentimes, you might find out through this talk show, by me coaching and helping you, that you may be doing everything right. You just need to keep yourself on track and continue what you're doing. That validation from a coach you respect, an expert, a friend, that's all that you needed. I can help you do that. I've been helping the thousands of bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts all over the world for 18 years. I help them take the bodies to the next level with these type of distinctions, helping them break through sticking points, those frustrating plateaus. Been doing that through my website of www.skiplacour.com. I've taken the time to write 10 books on the subject, what I'm so passionate about, just like you. I produced 7 DVDs. My last couple DVDs, I took the time to produce myself. I got the old Apple G5. Learn the whole process of DVD making. This wasn't just a bodybuilder training in a gym like you see some of the bodybuilding DVDs. I mean, this is me training in the gym and then me taking the time to write certain scripts to instruct you. It's not about me. It's about me going through the process and explaining everything that I do. My latest DVD, Packing on Muscle, Max OT Styles, 4 hours. Took the time to explain everything to help you get what you want, not just to see what I'm doing. It's not important what I'm doing. You're coming here to me to help you, and that's what I'm here to do. I've been doing it through my seminars around the world. I've been writing for the muscle magazines for 15 years, breaking down all the distinctions in training, nutrition, supplementation, motivation, my one-on-one coaching phone consultations. And now, here we are in this open forum, this talk radio show. So take advantage of this opportunity and call in to 347-326-9145. It's got a few letters that I think that will be helpful to everyone out there listening in the audience. I get quite a few emails. I want to start with this one. It's from Stefan in Sweden. And he says, hello, Skip. How much can one expect to grow in kilograms or pounds a year? I know this is there are a lot of ifs, ands, and buts in that question, but is it possible to gain 20 pounds a year, or is it 5 pounds what one should aim for? Of course, training, eating, sleeping are 100% in this equation. But what can a guy like me expect? He talks about his particular situation. What can a guy like me expect to gain yearly? Just as you mentioned the other week on your talk show, every time I walk past a mirror, it's a different guy standing there. Sometimes he looks great, even most of the time he does not look great. When is one too ambitious in your mind and it starts playing games with you? And when one looks at your DVDs, like Packing on Muscle, Max OT style, I feel both out of shape and skinny. The long question short is that he thinks is important is, what are reasonable expectations in gaining muscle and losing body fat? What is reasonable? It's a very good question. It's a question I get asked quite often. Goal setting, very important. The mindset when we talk about all these different issues, whether it's a training question or a nutrition question, the mind plays the most important part on your ultimate success. And I'll tell you something, that's what I really pound down in everything that I do. I pound down the mindset because I know that even with the most effective, efficient strategy, if you don't have the mindset behind you, you're not going to see what you're gaining. You're going to be, you could be winning the game and feel like you're losing it, and you won't be persistent enough. Because let's face it, if you've been training for, let's say, 2 years, if you make it to the five-year point with consistency and any type of discipline and determination, you are going to be a lot better of a bodybuilder. Your physique is going to show that in 5 years of training, you're going to be much improved than if you had 2 years of training. It's just the way that it works. Will you have the mindset? Will you appreciate what you're doing to last past the two-year point and get to the five-year point to realize that? You know, when it comes to all of this, the training strategy, the nutrition strategy, that part is easy, okay? I can help you get there. I can show you in the right direction. I can convince you of what training program, what nutrition program that will work for you. And although I definitely believe that I, through my experience of 18 years pounding myself to have the physique that I want and breaking it all down in a way to become a coach that can help you, I believe I found a certain set of strategies that will work for anyone. Now, not just because your body's this or that person's body's that. I mean, there's certain organizing principles that make this work, okay? Don't you hate that when you have a particular challenge in your life, there's something you want to master? Maybe it's outside of the gym. Maybe it's with your personal finance or, you know, I don't know, relationships or something like that. And you come to someone, they say, oh, that's easy. And you say, well, no, it's not easy. I've been pounding myself. I've been studying this. I've been breaking this down. I can't get it. I understand that frustration. Believe me, I get it. I get it. I mean, there are areas of my life where I went to some type of expert, and he's saying the same thing, how easy it is, okay? And I said, huh, no, it's not easy. It's that persistent listening to this talk radio show every week, even though it might be a little bit painful to you, a little bit painful because this is an area of your life that you want to master and it doesn't seem like you're getting any closer, all right? I can understand how when someone tells you it's easy, what it takes to do that, how that can be frustrating, how that can be overwhelming. And you may want to run away and not listen to this because it's an area you're being so challenged and frustrated with, okay? Stick with it. What you'll find out, and I'm certain of this, just like in other areas of life where I experience it, is that with enough persistence, that light bulb will go off. And what seems so hard for you at one time will now become easy. But it's just like the old expression of priming the pump. You got to, the old expression where in the old days where when someone wanted water, they had to prime the pump and get it from the well and use the siphon to get it up. And It's like you can pump and you can pump and you can pump and you can pump and you don't know if the water is going to come through. It may take a long time. Sometimes it seems easy. Sometimes it seems difficult. But if you stop pumping, the siphon water goes all the way down, okay? But you got to have that faith. Keep on working hard. Keep on listening to the show. Keep on doing what you're doing. And all of a sudden, that water is just going to come out and plenty of water, and the pumping actions become easier and easier. And that's what's in store to you. So when I say this is easy, stick with me. I'll get you to the strategy. But what's most important is your mindset. And that's what I'm here to inject into everything I do. So getting back to the letter about what type of expectations are realistic is basically what he's saying. All right? Now, in your first year of training, that's when you can expect the most gains. And you go from nothing to something. I mean, it's very possible to gain the 20 pounds that he talked about in the first year. If that's not you, that's okay. And then 5 pounds a year. I mean, those are acceptable frames, goal standards to shoot for. Although I do have a problem with setting up that end goal that way or being so rigid on it, because I think that when it comes to bodybuilding, physique development, it's what you do every single day. And having that big macro goal or that large vision of how many pounds that you want to gain, what's most important is that you have each day broken down to what you expect from yourself. We talk about the training. That's pretty much the obvious thing that people go to, training hard in the gym, whatever that means to them, taking it to higher and higher levels, all right? And then it comes to eating, and that's what you do those other 23 hours of the day. You know, breaking that down, knowing what you expect from yourself, and then executing every single day is probably a better way to approach when it comes to gaining weight. Because I'll tell you something, what you see in the mirror or what's on that scale a lot of times is an illusion. It's about physique development. It's like a statue. It's not necessarily the size of the statue. It's how you develop all the body parts in their entirety, that the body flows in a congruent manner. That doesn't necessarily show up in weight gain all the time. It doesn't show up on the scale. That beautiful statue that you're creating is just a series of great workouts. It's a series of eating those meals on time. And that's the way that I would break it down. And then after you do all those things, after your daily checklist is done, and you can put your head on your pillow at night knowing that you executed those specific daily standards, okay, after 3 weeks, after 3 months, after 3 years, you're going to weigh what you're going to weigh. All right, so it's what you do every single day. You're going to feel great about what you're doing. You're going to feel fulfilled. You're going to be passionate. You're going to know that you're executing. Hey, there's always that balance in life about pushing yourself and striving for more, that little bit of angst. That angst drives us. Our goals being somewhat out of reach and still striving for them is what our driving force is. At the same time, we must appreciate everything you're doing. When you know what you expect of yourself every single day and you execute that on a consistent basis, what you weigh on the scale becomes secondary. Now let's talk about the specifics of the scale. Quality weight, quality muscle, a quality physique isn't necessarily what it looks like on the scale. I'll tell you what, a lot of different things that I've noticed throughout my journey is that what's impressive to you may not be impressive to other people, especially if you're shooting for a weight gain. There's no doubt the quality of my physique as it gets closer to a show is a lot better than my off-season weight, even though that may be an impressive physique, and it also may be a physique that has a higher weight number on that scale. But as you lose body fat, as the statue that you're creating becomes more perfected, you see all the muscle tie-ins and things like that, that's where the quality comes in, and that's what you need to appreciate more than a number on a scale, all right? I'm going to go to the callers. If you have a question for me, call in. The number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. So we have a caller on the 916 area code. Daniel, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here, Skip.
So what's your question, Daniel?
Yes, so I just wanted to double check with you. I read that you don't do any weightlifting the last week before the show. And is that true, and have you changed that at all? Or?
Okay. Well, let me when you talk about training the last week of the show, tell me the importance that you put on that right now. So instead of me just answering that question,
I want to break down what you're thinking right now. Well, I was thinking that you would want to actually train before, but lastly, to keep your body full and to keep your muscles, you know, muscle memory there, to have not to go flat completely.
Okay.
That was my idea behind that, but.
Right, and so I understand what you're saying. So, how to make those things happen as you want them to? When would you train? Until what time? What day of the week? If your show just say is on Saturday.
I'll probably train until, say, Wednesday.
Wednesday? Okay. Well, you know, that'll work. Let me just tell you something, is that that last week, that's not going to make your muscles fuller. It's not going to make your muscles flatter. It's pretty much something that just makes you feel better, all right? If you've prepared properly for a show, you're just rolling at that last week. It's the culmination of all the hard work, dedication, that dieting that you've done. You know, all those 12 weeks, 14 weeks, 22 weeks, or whatever, your whole year. The last week is just, you know, the culmination. It's really more of a mental thing than rather you're not going to make any real changes physically, all right? I think it's important maybe to train. Wednesday is fine. Wednesday is fine, and it's nice to do that just to keep you in a groove, keep that metabolism running hot. Okay, how much body fat are you going to lose? How much muscle are you going to gain in that time frame? It's going to be minimal.
Right.
But if that keeps
you, psychologically,
in your the mindset that you're doing something, you're putting out that 100% effort, keeps your schedule going right, and you're all in your own head, then you keep on doing it. You're not going to harm yourself, you know, by training. All the way up until Wednesday. I wouldn't train legs, even though that really doesn't matter either. I mean, let's face it. How are you? How many weeks are you from a show right now?
3 weeks left.
Okay, you're 3 weeks. How are you feeling about yourself when you look in the mirror first thing in the morning?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm more or less
good.
There.
You feel like you put your work in, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay. And so you've been training every single day. You wake up this morning, you look at yourself. I mean, you put that by 3 weeks. You just trained yesterday.
Right.
You think that you would be happy with the way you looked?
Yeah, it's definitely an improvement from what I've been looking past.
Okay.
So I'm happy with that.
My point is, you just trained yesterday. You just trained yesterday,
right,
and you're looking great today. Okay. I'm
right.
just telling you is that don't freak out. Oh, God, I'm training up until Wednesday. Is that right? Is that wrong? Oh, some people train until Monday. You know, am I, you know, making my muscles flat? You're not doing any of those things, okay? The physique that's going to look so great on stage here in 3 weeks is a culmination of all this hard work. You're not going to mess anything up, and at the same time, you're not going to make any major improvements that last week. So do what you need to do to feel good about yourself, and don't think you're blowing it or necessarily making major changes in that last week. It's a culmination. All those meals. You've been eating 6 to 8 or more times a day. You've been training in the gym
right.
at least 5 days a week. You've been putting all those cardio sessions. If you think about all those different factors that went into this that day of the show, there must be like 8,000 little disciplines that you executed
Definitely.
Over that time period. Okay, so you can see that when you look at it in its entirety, that last week doesn't have as much importance, so don't freak out about that, all right? It's not going to, you know, it's that eating. It's what you do. It's how you feed your body. Feed your body. Drink that water. Do those type of things. That's what's going to make your muscles full and look good on stage on the Saturday, okay, and what you did all those weeks before. All right, Daniel, is that helpful for you?
It does help a lot. Like, I know the last day, like, day of the show, actually, I read that you eat, like, 17 meals throughout your day or something close to that.
Okay, you know, that what the strategy is that the meals are small feedings. I just introduce,
right.
you know, actually the food, the protein, and carbohydrates just slowly and gradually fill up, you know, and that's the way that I do it. Now, there are different versions of doing the same thing that can work too. You can break that down into half as many meals. Basically, it's introducing the nutrients to the body in a slower pace, eating every hour to gradually
right.
fill up. As opposed,
just wondering,
to,
when do you pose? Like, when do you actually do your posing if you're eating so frequently? How do you fit that in? So it's a day of the show, and you're still eating so many meals. How do you get your, your?
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. How many hours a day would you pose during that last day anyway? And what,
well, I mean, I know you're posing for like a minute and a half on stage, but
right.
I'm thinking, when do you eat your meal prior to that posing? Prior, say, prior to prejudging or prior to the actual night
show?
Oh,
is that what you're asking, or when do I practice my posing?
No, I mean, the actual day of the show. So you have your prejudging and you have your night show and you have all these meals that you're eating. How would you schedule those? So that you still look good on stage, but you're still getting calories in.
Right. Well, they're slowly introduced. I get up early in the morning. Hey, Daniel, did I give you access to my members-only website?
No, I haven't done that.
Okay. Well, anyone out there listening, Daniel yourself, you can email me at skip@skiplacour.com. skip@skiplacour.com. I'll give you free access into my members-only website. What that does is it... has 4 years of training, two contests, back-to-back championship contest preparations all the way from, 32 weeks out all the way to the day of the show. And all those details that you're talking about, I'll explain all right now for you. All right. But basically, I'd stop eating maybe a couple hours before as a meal. Again, as you get up early in the morning, slowly introduce the food so you're full, you're strong on stage. You don't want to, that prevents you from being flat, and make sure I drink all the water. Again, all that is not set up that last day. It's all pre-planned, pre-thought out, and it's all just the finishing touches of, of like 32 weeks of hard work. And that's why I just want you to remember, don't freak out that last week. Because I'll tell you, in my earlier days when I wasn't so sophisticated and so knowledgeable about contest preparation, I still was able to look good. Great going on stage because of all that hard work that I've done. So do your hard work beforehand. Have faith in the details. Being confident on stage, just like in life, a guy walks around, you see a man, an alpha male, a strong man. That confidence influences and persuades a lot of people into his reality, his world. That's how it works on stage too. So if you worked very hard, got yourself into shape, and you're freaking out about, and should I eat 32 meals as opposed to 22 or 8 or 7? Or if you trained up all the way until Wednesday, and some people do until Monday, those are small details in the whole big picture. And don't let that uncertainty get in your head and cloud out all that hard work that you've done. Keep it in perspective. I understand. Experience helps out a lot. When you made it through, will help you out a lot when it comes to your contest. Right now, you're going to just have to take a look at my training journal. I know how you put so much work on the line and how important it is to you, and as your coach, as your friend, as your training partner, as that calming influence, Daniel, keep on doing what you're doing and realize that the hard work is done. And now it's just finishing all off. All right, buddy?
All right. Thanks a lot, Skip. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Okay. Now, I've got another letter here, another one that I think that many people can relate to. And Danny had some good questions about contest preparation. That's a lot of sophisticated, next-level type of information when it comes to your physique development, the contest. It's the ultimate source there. The basic questions when it comes to training and nutrition. You want to build some biceps? You want to lose a little body fat? You want to create some more intensity in the gym? It doesn't have to be complex questions like contest preparation. I have those answers for you, too. So don't let a question like that intimidate you from calling. And the number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. See, we have quite a few members in our chat room. Hey, guys, call me up. Take advantage of this. Get some free coaching. Let me address your particular challenge, your particular situation. Remember, one new distinction, one new strategy, one new way of looking at the same old challenge, I tell you, will make all the difference in the world. Something I'll say today or on a future show or something I tell you personally, you'll be in the gym one day and you'll go, bam, I get it now. I get it now. It's a great feeling. Maybe you felt that way in other areas of your life. Let me provide that for you. So here's a letter. My name is Steve, and I'm looking to become a professional bodybuilder someday. You probably hear stuff like this a lot, but trust me, I am different. I stumbled across Max OT within the last year, and I've committed myself to the program, and I have tremendous respect for you and everyone associated with AST Sports Science. Let me back up for a minute. AST Sports Science is a nutrition company who I've been working with for the last 15 years. I credit that company, and especially my good friend and the owner of the company, Paul D'Elia. He is the founder, president of AST Sports Science. You can check out the website, www.ast-ss.com, www.ast-ss.com. And he's the creator, he's the inventor of the Max OT training program. Maximum Overload Training is what Max OT stands for, Maximum Overload Training. It's a program of short, intense. I mean, it's intense. It's physically intense. It's mentally intense. What it will do for you is build the most amount of muscle in the shortest period of time. No bull, just direct approach, simple yet effective. All right? And he'll explain the whole program. If you go to AST-SS.com, the AST Sports Nutrition website, look for the Max OT logo and send in a request to sign up for this ultimate training program online. It explains all the different details, gives you training programs. You need to sign up and get access to this special site, and that too is free. So go to the AST Sports Science website and sign up for the free Max OT training program. I'm going to continue with this letter. I just turned 19 recently, and I'm set on the path to success. I walk into the weight room, and I train like I am flat-out pissed, which is kind of true. Basically, I've spent my whole life letting people put me down and drive me into the ground. I finally decided I wasn't going to put up with that anymore in my senior year in high school, and that started driving me that is more intense today than it was back then. I swept through my last year of high school and proved everyone wrong. I won Athlete of the Year for superior performance in 3 sports and shocked everyone. I went from being a scrawny kid that was looked down on by the coaches and peers to a highly successful athlete. I still deal with people not respecting me, but I have learned to channel my hostility towards that into my weight training. I walk into the weight room and I don't mess around. I can tell people notice me when I walk in because they see me there 5 days a week grunting out every last repetition. There's not a single person in there that works harder or is more intense when they train. Anyways, I will get to my main purpose here. I respect you because you are a self-sacrificing by the way you help others to their paths to success. In that regard, I was hoping that you would take a little time to help me out by answering some important questions that I have. The most pertinent question I have is about nutrition. I am working a manual labor job in a box factory to pay for college this summer. I basically stack boxes for 10 hours a day in a facility without air conditioning. I was wondering what my approach to my nutrition should look like. I get a break every 2.5 hours for 20 minutes, so I can't eat. I'll also be training in the mornings prior to the beginnings of my shifts. The biggest issue is that my legs get really sore from standing and moving around for the whole shift. My next question is about the path I should take to move up the ranks in the bodybuilding world. I don't want to waste a lot of time competing in competitions down the road that aren't significant in any sense. I know it's a long way off since I'm still young, but I like to think ahead. Another question I have is that you may or not be able to answer, but I'll give it a try. I'm planning on going to medical school, but my primary focus would be in the field of research and development. I'm wondering if you see a need for something in the fitness industry that needs to be researched more extensively. If you don't, then that's fine. I'm trying to plan ahead, and I find that's something I want to pursue in the area of research down the road. Thank you, Steve. Wow, there's a lot of things in this question, and the reason why I did pick this email is because there's a lot of things that I think are pertinent, they're applicable. There's things that a lot of people can relate to, and I think that I can share a lot of insight that might be helpful. Let's just start with he wants to become a professional bodybuilder. He's 19 years old. All right. If you know enough about me and what I'm all about, it's about going for your dreams. It's about going for your passions. It's about living your life to your standards, your terms. So when someone has an outrageous goal, an ambitious goal, like becoming, let's say, a professional bodybuilder, I'll be the last person in the world who's going to stand in their way. I say go for it. Sometimes when you set outrageous goals, dreams, you know, even if you don't get to those dreams, the person you create, the things that you learn about yourself along the way are so much more important to the overall quality of your life that going for that dream, whether you make it or not, no matter how outrageous it may seem, was a great stepping stone into the life that you want. So I'm all about going for your dreams. Now, as someone who's climbed up the ladder, someone who's been, who wants to be your big brother, your coach, you know, someone there, your friend, I'm not sure if setting a goal of a professional bodybuilder at 19 years old is something I would necessarily, I wouldn't discourage it. I don't know if I would encourage it either. All right. Let me just tell you something. What people don't understand, I don't think fully understand about bodybuilding and training is that, and they do understand it in professional sports. I think if you were to watch a professional basketball game or a professional football game and you see those athletes and think, wow, those guys are good. Those are the best of the best. I think when it comes to bodybuilding, from my experience, from what I've noticed on message boards and things like that, I think that just because you train with weights and just because you love it and you think you eat and train, I think that, well, why can't you be a professional bodybuilder? Yet at the same time, when it comes to you know, other professional sports, you can say, wow, those guys are genetic freaks. They have a talent, ability, and drive that makes them the best of the best. Now, I'm not going to say that professional bodybuilding is the same as NBA sport, professional basketball, or professional football in terms of sports, but it is for the genetically elite. I don't think just anyone can just because they want to train with weights or they do train with weights just because they love it. There's a lot of structural things. You know, I'm in the pursuit right now of finding myself a golden retriever, and I'm looking as I delve into the world of breeding dogs and what to look for. I mean, there's a lot of genetic things to identify the elite breeding things. Let's face it, there's a lot of genetic factors that come with professional bodybuilding that you may or may not have, just like finding a golden retriever puppy. Do you have that? I mean, I can't tell from an email what this person has, but it may not be something that's realistic because of genetic flaws or those type of things. I mean, let's not talk about other factors, the mental drive and those type of factors. So interesting that, you know, I would say that I think that you should get the most out of bodybuilding. You should go for your dreams. You should train that hour in the gym. Take it to the next level. Dissect it more and more. Have fun with the whole process. The other 23 hours of the day, eat your meals on time, okay? Professional bodybuilding probably picks you more than you pick it, meaning if you've got a great enough physique, someone's going to tell you you're going to enter a show. They're going to clam around you and tell you that you got this. I don't know if it's something that you can just will just because you love to train and you love to eat and you're quote-unquote big, okay? I fortunately I believe I was fortunate where I started training at 27. I developed myself as a person, as a man that set the foundation of who I am today, long before I started becoming very intense with the bodybuilding and training and trying to be winning contests or being in the muscle magazines. And I do look at that as an important point that gave me the perseverance and the perspective to be successful. Also not to be tempted by drugs and still go to my dream. 19-year-old, if you were my little brother, if you were my son, and you said you want to be a professional bodybuilder at 19, I'd have a lot of red flags because especially, you know, skipping down to the end of the letter, and you talk about other goals in life, like going to become a medical student. I think you can be a medical student, a professional bodybuilder at the same time. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's going to happen, and if you have to trade one for the other, I don't know about the bodybuilding thing, especially without even entering a contest, okay? Have fun with the bodybuilding. Have fun that hour in the day. Keep on taking yourself to the next level. Let professional bodybuilding find you and tell you if you're enough to not only have a great physique but be a professional bodybuilder. At 19 years old, don't even think about taking drugs or anything like that. I mean, I'll tell you something. Yes, I'm a natural bodybuilder. I'm a drug-free for life bodybuilder, but at the same time, I'm not being judgmental. It's just that, you know, what I've seen, again, starting at 27 and where I am right now, when I look at the bodybuilding world, a lot of development is taken away. A lot of personal development in your life gets taken away from all that focus and dedication. I use the analogy of some of the Olympic athletes, maybe gymnasts or ice skaters who spend so much time from the age of 3. If you think they've got a balanced life, that they've missed a big chunk of personal development, yes, you're definitely right. It takes a whole lifetime to recover from that. I'm 5 years out of competition, and the amount of focus and intensity that I went to my bodybuilding career as I adjust back into normal life, it's a transition. So at 19 years old, wanting to be a professional bodybuilder, I'd have some questions about that, especially if you have bigger goals to become a medical student. Now, there's a lot of other issues that I'm going to talk about. Again, if you have any questions, I have some phone lines open. Call in. The number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. Yeah, there's a lot of other things that I see. There's another radio talk show that I do, and those of you who know me know that I've been in personal development. Who you are as a man, not just about developing your physique, because the way I look at it, developing your physique is just one way to become the man you really want to be. I deal with other personal development issues when it comes to people, and I've realized that, you know, developing your physique is just one means to an end, to become that happier, more centered, more fulfilled person, that more accomplished person. Bodybuilding is just one avenue to get there. And that's what, you know, maybe what you're most passionate about. That's what you feel is the way to express yourself. That's what you want to do. And that's awesome, okay? Manformation.com is what I do and help men become the man they really want to be. And I deal with men at the same time, 19 years old, boy, starting the alpha male principles and philosophies, developing as a man. Do that in conjunction with what you do in the gym, and I think you're on the right track. There's a lot of issues you talked about, you know, a lot of your drive to become a better person was all motivated by external forces, basically proving other people wrong. When I look at the biographies and profiles of some pro bodybuilders, a lot of them were skinny and the 98-pound weakling, and they felt they got pushed around. That drive and that motivation is what propelled them to overcompensate and become, you know, bodybuilders. And that's fine. Although there's going to be a point in time where you're not going to be stimulated by the thoughts and opinions of other people. And as a matter of fact, one great alpha male characteristic that you can develop is to create your own reality, your own sense of the world, and not be influenced, or definitely give the impression that you're not influenced by what other people think. When you start worrying about what other people think, that's going to be It's gonna help you in the short run. And with this letter with Steve, it has propelled him, in his opinion, to become better at sports and training, and use it as his driving force. At 19 years old, I can see where that can get you over hump, but I can also see, you know, pretty soon the world, you're going to find out, hey, maybe the world isn't against me. Maybe they don't really even give a darn about me, and it really isn't about me. And that's the way I used to think at 19 years old. Now I'm 25 years old, and maybe the world isn't against me, and now where's my motivation? It has to come internally, and that's what Manformation is all about. You can check out that website, manformation.com, sign up for the email newsletter, because if I'm Stephen's big brother, his mentor, if I was his dad, I would be concerned about other issues, about what drives him, the opinions of other people, and get that all solved before I worked on any type of nutrition things. Now, getting back to the specifics about his nutrition, looks like he's doing everything right. This is one of those situations that this guy is passionate, he's dedicated, he's focused, and just a little bit of validation from a coach, a friend, a mentor like myself, he's got it broken down. He eats those meals every 2.5 hours. He takes advantage of his 20-minute breaks. And, you know, what your job, if it's sitting around a desk or it's manual labor, you got to do what you got to do. And eat those meals during the 23 hours a day and train like an animal during that hour day. And that's pretty much all you can do, and that's what you need to do, all right? So, Stephen, as far as it comes to the gym, you're doing everything right. Just keep on doing that. Don't worry about the sore legs and the big picture over time. 3 months, 6 months, 3 years, 6 years. That's a very insignificant factor. Don't worry about that. Pro bodybuilder, like I said, let pro bodybuilding pick you. And as far as competitions, look, have fun with the competition. Use it as a personal challenge to get in your best of it. Without a competition in mind, you're not going to get the most out of yourself. What's going to be a deadline, whether it's at school or at work? Deadlines will create a sense of urgency in our lives. That's what pushes us to find more knowledge, do that one more rep, to go to the gym when we are complacent or not motivated. So don't look at it as a contest as wasting time. All right, it's a way to ask more from yourself. If you do a contest that may seem insignificant, it builds emotional muscle. It builds mental strength, and it will lead you to where you want to go, not just as far as your physique, your big muscles. It will help you propel you in all areas of your life if you take it that way. I'm going to be working with a website here pretty soon that I'll announce later on, and our main purpose of that website is to make the connection between bodybuilding and life building. I think you guys are missing the point. I mean, I understand with my 25 years in personal development, working with people in all different areas of life for over 25 years, why you're in bodybuilding. It's a way to connect to yourself. It's to find the real you. Hey, that's why I started bodybuilding. You know, I knew I was passionate. I knew I wanted to be a somebody someday. I knew I had a lot of talents, and how could I organize my talents to make the most out of my life? So when I found bodybuilding, I knew I had hit those different things, the things that motivated me, things I enjoyed, and then I just totally went for it. I know that that's your vehicle right now, to become that person, find that inner fulfillment, that inner strength, that person you want to be. But get past just the muscles and make it a life-building, not just a bodybuilding endeavor. You're going to have more fulfillment, happiness. You're going to do it longer. You're going to keep it in perspective. You're not going to be so frustrated going in front of a mirror and some days looking skinny and some days looking big. Yeah, those little minor things, when you have the big picture of what this bodybuilding is all doing for you, that's when you're going to enjoy the process more. You're going to withstand the ups and downs, and therefore you're going to be more successful. And I really contribute, it's the mind thing. It's the mental approach to bodybuilding. And I'm sure you're picking that up, and you're hearing that I'm not just some muscle head talking about sets and reps. That's the influence I want to give to you. I want to give that to you to not only build muscles in the gym, lose body fat, but also to help build your life. And when people say, well, how can he accomplish so much, or he's accomplished so much on a bodybuilding stage, and he did that drug-free, how can he do that? Well, I think that you're hearing that in this show and in future shows and past shows, how much of my mindset played in all of this, how I organize things in my mind, what my bigger purpose is, and that's the influence I want to have for you. So it's just more, it's more than just muscles to me, and I want to have that influence to you, because I am certain that's the reason for my success. And if you follow me around and you like the influence I've had with muscles, then you're going to like everything that I have to offer you, the mental aspects on this radio show, and also on manformation.com and the radio show I have there every Saturday. So you have a caller on the 610 area code. Caller, are you there?
Hey, Skip, it's Derek. How
Derek,
are you?
I am awesome, Derek. Hey, let me ask you a couple questions, then we can get to your question. What do you think about that letter from Stephen, the 19-year-old who wants to be a bodybuilder?
Well, it reminds me of myself when I was 19. I was that hardcore and dedicated, and I'm actually more curious to hear about how you've been developing outside of bodybuilding, because right around that time is when I started to branch out and really tackle other areas of life and get socially acclimated to the world. And I know how that was for me, but I'm just curious to hear more about how that was for you.
All right. So that's a good question. It really ties into everything that I've been saying, is that, I was, I guess I was successful. I mean, success is a standard that everybody, it's all relative. I mean, I was hard working, getting promotions in my job and my career. I just knew that, God, there was just so much more out there for me. You know how that feels, Derek?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing well by other people's standards, but you just think, man, I have a higher purpose. I have more to offer this world, and how am I going to do that? I mean, what's my vehicle? When I was I was working up the chain of this retail store that I started when I was 19 years old. You might know my story, and working hard, getting promoted very quickly. I'm making good money for a youngster at that time, purchasing a home at 21, kind of getting to that whole process. I just always knew there was more for me. I started going to personal development seminars. A coworker, it was this 40-year-old guy, this great guy, still a major influence in my life. I was his boss at 21 years old, and he took me to the Zig Ziglar seminar, and it totally changed the course of my life. It created an angst that, you know what, I am so much more than what I'm doing. I don't know what I should be doing, but I know there's so much more. But it just broke down all the different areas of life. I was so influenced. I knew at that time at 21 that I would be in front of a stage helping people look at their lives and improve the quality of their lives, just feel better. I just knew that at that time. And that was also 6 years before I ever picked up, you know, a weight to start bodybuilding too. So I do think that my bodybuilding career started at the age of 21, even though it was 6 years before I actually started training with weights. So it started in angst. I knew there was so much more. I didn't know what it was, that burning desire to be more. And so it led me on a course to go to other seminars and read so many more books, which really even created more angst. And I did work my way up the ladder. I became the youngest manager of this chain at the time. I also, at 25 years old, because I was always looking for more, and this will date me a little, but I saw the movie Wall Street, and I was so influenced by that movie. I mean, boy, that was the life that I wanted at that time. So while I was working at this retail store in management, working all my nights and weekends and whatever, I went and got my Series 7 license, my stockbroker's license, which anyone who knows that industry, I never stepped one foot in any type of financial institution at all. It's just after I got home from the store, I would just, you know, just break down and study that. I mean, there was a firm that sponsored me, because you can't take that Series 7 test until you are sponsored. So, I mean, I just studied hours and hours and hours, and I passed the stockbroker's license test, okay? Found out, you know, so I was doing that on the side. I realized, you know, that's just a glorified salesman, you know, a lot of work. But again, you know, I talked about with Steven, or the 19-year-old's letter about, you know, go for being a professional bodybuilder, because along the way, what you're going to learn about yourself along the way. Well, I realized that, that isn't what I want to do, at least not in this point in my life. But I learned a lot about myself, what I could accomplish, okay, along the way. But that wasn't it. So when I came to bodybuilding, it just kind of just aligned everything. So, you know, basically what your question, how did I develop as a man? I got the outside influences. I learned things like about modeling. And that's basically finding people who are experts at what they do and breaking down not the physical things they do, but also the mental and emotional factors, because it all ties in. So I became a master modeler in finding out. I create a lot of connections by being very ingenious to get and connect with the very best. You know, because if you really want something, you will find a way. If it's your day to meet me one day and to have lunch with me or whatever and pick my brain just to see how I walk and talk and, hey, is this guy for real? You will find a way to do that. And there are many influential people that I could mention in your life. Maybe you've seen me on infomercials or TV. I started off, you know, that way, getting a connection with someone I was just determined to meet because I wanted to break down what they do. Their level of success in life, that's what I wanted as well, too. So bodybuilding just happened to kind of just tie in with everything that I was doing. But as always, searching, as always looking, as always dealing with that angst. So then many times I've been in the presence of people who are experts at what they do, who have it down, and I was totally frustrated. I was totally overwhelmed. It would be better just to go back to become a big fish in a small pond and not deal with that angst of not being very good and go back where I'm an expert, just hang around people of lesser quality, lesser knowledge, lesser experience, and feel good about myself. I always resisted that temptation, and I dealt with the angst because it's all created to a greater quality of life. Any more questions on that, or can I explain that a little bit more? I think it's a great topic, and you know, we're not talking about sets and reps right now. I think we're talking about something a lot more important because, again, I mean, I know this sounds it can be frustrating, but the sets, the reps, hey, I just pointed to the AST Sports Science website with Max OT program. You can look at my website, skiplacour.com. I've got articles all over the internet. That information is available. Without the mindset, that would become difficult. With the mindset, those become easy. So, Derek, tell me a little bit more about your situation and how. What can you relate to my story, and what do you want to make some follow-up questions to make it a little bit more clear?
Yeah, we actually sound a lot alike. 4 years ago, I actually went and got my Series 6 and Series 63 license to work for another financial firm. I guess I won't say the name. But I did that for roughly about a year before I got into real estate, which is what I do now. And, you know, like I said, that was right around the time that I was really coming out of power, doing powerlifting competitions and being such a hardcore lifter. It's so important, the experience I got after lifting, because all the social awareness that I, you know, became privy to, the world is so much bigger than bodybuilding and powerlifting. I discovered that at that point. And that's where my life truly started to develop. I mean, until then, I was living inside of a little box where all I cared about was how big I could get or how cut I could get or how much weight I could lift. And, you know, I don't want to discriminate against anybody out there. I'm just going to talk about my life.
Right.
I just feel like if I had continued doing that in my life, I wouldn't have gotten anywhere, and I would still be stuck in that rut of only focusing on that, never really developing in life.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you bring up some good points. See, you made it to the other side of the mountain, and you can't, and I know what you're saying. I can totally relate to what you're saying. Although, don't you believe that level of focus and that intensity, looking at that, the only world you had was bodybuilding and powerlifting and training, that amount of time that you invested in your life was priceless, okay? That created the man that you want to be, and then you kind of branched off. See, there's guys out there, like I was very careful with Steve about, you know, his passion for being a professional bodybuilder. Go for it. Break it down. Push yourself. Test every mental, emotional, physical ability you have, because the lesson that you learn on the other side is going to be massive whether you reach that goal or not. What I learned about myself, when I got my Series 7 license was massive, even though it was something that I ultimately didn't want to do. What I learned from myself from that challenge was massive. Probably the reason why I'm talking to you and on this radio talk show and all the huge, gigantic, enormous things that you're going to see me accomplish here in the next couple of years. That was a stepping stone. So whether it's Steven becoming a professional bodybuilder, you becoming a powerlifter, being crazy passionate and focused about it, it's all a stepping stone. So whatever you do, do it very, very well. Break it down. And my thing is to plant the seed of where this is all taking you. I'll give you an example of what I mean, because I would never want to discourage anyone's passion for bodybuilding and training, and don't minimize it. There's a lot of guys out there, a lot of natural bodybuilders. I see them on chat rooms or their messages or emails or things like that, and it seems like the natural bodybuilding world, they're a lot more conservative. I do believe that they're very passionate. I do believe they're very dedicated. I also believe that they're very rational in their approach. They're very what they would call just balanced. They're worried about balance in life, and that's a great quality to have. Don't get me wrong. Okay, I just believe there's a lot more to accomplish with your natural physique if you could, at least for a period of time, push yourself not to be balanced. That imbalance will show you how to be amazing, outstanding. They don't give the trophies in life. They don't reward the people who are balanced. You get rewarded in life for being absolutely crazy, outstanding. And the way to be absolutely crazy, outstanding is to at least dedicate a portion of your life to just mastering that area, okay? A lot of natural bodybuilders go into it, well, you know, I'm not like those crazy guys. I have a job, and I have a family, and I have this and that. I go, well, you know, if you don't think that's coming off of your outstanding physique, you know, you're crazy. Life doesn't work that way, all right? At least for a portion of time, push yourself, okay? So I do believe that there is – your life will balance out, all right, in the course of years. Derek, you are 25 years old. It sounds like you are doing everything right, and you're learning your lessons by pushing yourself and being determined. Is your life perfect? I'm sure it isn't. My life isn't perfect. I'll tell you, whether you're 19 years old like Steven, you're 25 years old like Derek, or you're 45 years old like me, you're never going to get there in life. There's never this point where everything's just magically wonderful and, you've got it all down. There will be pockets of time where you're going to say, wow, man, there's nothing better than me and me right now. And those are great. Just cherish those times. There's going to be a lot of times where there's a point of angst that you just have to deal with. That's just life. All right. So, go for it. Master what you do. Look at your life not as far as necessarily balance. If you want to be outstanding at something, it's not necessarily a balance on a 24-hour-a-day type of scale or even a weekly scale. Balance can be created over time, meaning that I'm going to dedicate 3 years of my life to master this, and then I'm going to balance out for 3 years, and then for 3 years I'm going to go on to this, and then 3 years. It's over that 12-year period of time, who you became, what you learned of yourself, that's what's going to really make the difference, and that's what's really going to create life balance, not a day-to-day balance. If you just try to be balanced every single day, you're not going to be very good at anything. But you could stay safe and have it all rationalized. As we come to this last minute of the show, I want to thank you for joining the show. We had a lot of guests in the chat room. If you got questions about sets and reps, sit back. Think about this opportunity that you just missed by not calling in. Could get this coaching to do your situation, your challenge with, a few sets and a few reps that don't, seem like it's working out, where, boom, I could get you straightened on that in a minute. So you sat on the phone, you listened to this phone line hoping that you would get some information that was going to help you, and you just sat back and didn't do anything about it. You didn't make that phone call. Where else does that show up in your life? Think about it. Where does that show in your life? So think about it this week. So when you listen to the show next time, I want you to call up and give me your suggestions and comments. So thank you for joining the show. Thanks for listening. And I'll look forward to you joining the show next week.
Hi, this is Skip LaCour. Thank you for joining me on this archived or podcasted show. I want to invite you to join me live during the show every Sunday and let me help you solve your bodybuilding and training problems personally. Visit my website at www.skiplacour.com for more information on training, nutrition, supplementation, and motivation. And take the time to sign up on my list for free weekly tips, messages, and website updates that will be sent to you by email. If you have any questions about anything I've discussed during the show, or any other questions for that matter, email them to me at skip@skiplacour.com. I'd also like to take this time to invite you to listen to The Manformation Show. It's a weekly talk show where I discuss strategies that help transform you into the man you really want to be. You can go to www.manformation.com to get more information about this concept that will help you take your life to the next level. Bookmark your web browser now to www.manformationradio.com and join the live show every Saturday morning.